From next door came the low throb of an IBM golf ball and the occasional burst of electric typing. Through the windows was a view of the front quadrangle, the odd student or don passing by. On my knees flopped some paperwork, none of it referred to. The warden began explaining how it would be most helpful if I accompanied one of the senior fellows and some undergraduates on that year's trip to Cornwall. A week at the end of the Hillary term, so they could revise for finals during the Easter break. Nothing onerous, a matter merely of deciding who should attend, and then, once the group was at the house, taking a few walks and checking people read for 7 hours a day. It sounded straightforward enough, if archaic. "The thing is," he continued, the huge head turning back to its view of the gatehouse, "our reading party has yet to go mixed. For the first 2 years of female students, I could defend an all-male event, but I can't any longer. Now they are finalists. As our first woman on governing body, you will see that."
"Of course."
He looked at me. I had a habit of clicking the lid of my pen before carrying on. "Dr. Loxton has been leading the reading party for 2 decades. He accepts it must keep pace with the times. He assures me he expected to include women this year, knows I'd like you to accompany him, and says he's delighted for you to do so. So, all the signs are in our favour." Not so straightforward. There was a pause while he adjusted the green reading lamp on the vast mahogany desk. Even on a bright day, his study was gloomy, the sunshine blocked by the stone mullions or absorbed by the deep recesses of the window seat. I realised my T-shirt was too low, too many freckles revealed. Mum would have told me the trousers were wrong too, but I liked my bell-bottoms. Only my patchwork handbag looked the part, real suede and no tassels. The warden affected not to notice me fiddling. "We are a progressive college. We've done well so far with the admission of women, but..." It was all so circuitous. "Let me guess. We have a reputation to uphold."
"Quite."
He gestured towards the window and the life beyond. "We have a duty of care for all our students, male as well as female, postgraduate as well as undergraduate, wherever they are. And we must keep Dennis on side. The reading party would not be the reading party without Dennis at the helm." He completed his circuit and stood by the chair again, arms still clasped behind his back, watching me over the glass lamp, twirling his thumbs. My papers were slipping off my lap, soon to meet the floor. "Whoops," I said, rescuing our brief agenda and putting it back on top. Stupid to look so unprofessional. Dad would smile if he knew. "It is a corollary of being one of one, Dr. Addleshaw," he continued regardless. "I appreciate, we all appreciate that it may be trying having to set the standard, but the reading party offers an exceptional experience for our students. Hard work, matched with fresh air, even some larking about, and companionship. The benefits are incommensurable. This year will be crucial. You'll understand the importance of getting it right." Mr. Parker clicked again. There were stories about such traditions. Historians like me were always arguing about why some survived and others did not. "Absolutely," I said. "Anything in particular you have in mind?" Perhaps he felt the need to convince.
"Oh, don't worry about the pastoral side, important though that is. The dean will fill you in. You have an advantage as a woman. It will come naturally. But there are other rewards. You will be able to get some work done. An article for one of the journals, or polishing your lectures. That's what we care about here. Our fellows should lead the field."
Already I was exhausted by the endless tests. At least this one was blatant. No mistaking being volunteered, or put on notice to produce. "I'll do my best," I said, stuffing the pen in my bag. "Why shouldn't a mixed party be a success?" The warden put his hands on the back of his chair and pushed it under the knee hole. The craggy face softened.
"Why shouldn't it, indeed? That's the spirit we need."